Chapter 5. The Advancing Thought. If you are in business for yourself, the evolutionary principle of success is the same as if you were working for another. You must keep in mind what you want to become and more than fill your place each day. That does not mean that you are to try to do part of tomorrow's work today. You have nothing to do with tomorrow's work, except be ready for it when it comes. But you must do all that is necessary for today's business, and something for increase. In every transaction, you must keep the advancing mind. You must put the expanding thought into everything you do, and communicate it to every person with whom you have dealings. If you sell a pound of sugar, do it with the thought that the purchaser's trade is valuable, because he will soon be able to buy it in barrel lots. If a child buys a penny's worth of candy, out into the sale the thought that he will one day buy a 5-pound box. And in each case, see that the customer gets the thought. Put into every sale the thought of advance for the customer, as well as for yourself. Soon, they will all feel that they are getting bargains in everything, and they will be right. If you thus put the advancing thought into every transaction, your customers will get it in regard to their own affairs, and they will begin to be more successful, and will mentally connect their success with you. This will strongly attract them to you. The best bargain you can give a man is to communicate to him the advancing thought in regard to his own affairs. No premium or rebate is equal to it. When you send a man away feeling that he is advancing and becoming a more valuable customer, you give him the strongest possible inducement to visit you again. If you communicate the advancing thought to your customers, they will begin to make successes because of it, and intuitively connecting their successes with you will come to you for more power. You will build them up, and they in turn will build you up. The man who can give the advancing thought to all who deal with him cannot fail. He has exactly what all are seeking. This principle holds good whether you are a merchant, an artist, a professional man, actor, singer, no matter what. You can more than fill your place by putting so much into every act that it shall more than fill its place, so that your customers, patrons, or audience will know that they are getting a bargain. It is not the quantity or quality of the goods that makes it a bargain. It is the feeling of achievement or increase. The basic element of success in business is, therefore, to hold the thought and the mental attitude of advancement, and to more than fill your present place. And you more than fill your present place by so doing your work that those who deal with you are conscious of being advanced by you. By the study and application of the evolutionary principle, success is made a certainty, and failure rendered impossible.